Good afternoon. This is Monsignor Lavallee, and I am talking to you this afternoon from St. Francis Rectory. It's in the middle of the afternoon, and I realize that I have been remiss on my promise. I spoke a little bit just before the Feast of All Saints, saying I'm going to do many more meditations, and it slipped by, and all of a sudden I find myself here. But I'm going to start today, and we'll try to keep working at it on a very regular basis. What I didn't talk about is what I want to talk about today. It's a very confusing word that has always sort of baffled us. The word is purgatory. So let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about what purgatory is not, first of all, and why I say that it is not these things. I don't know about you, but when I was growing up and when I was taught about purgatory, it seemed to me like a terrible place. It seemed really like, well, it seemed like a hell that would end with flames and torment and all of that type of thing. And trying to picture our loved ones in that situation was awfully scary. And it's not that at all. Now, to say definitely what it is would be difficult to say. But first of all, it's not a place. It's a state of being. Now, that's a little bit hard to understand, too, but just bear with me a little bit, would you, on this whole thing. It's not about time, either. And we can't understand that because you and I cannot even begin to understand what it means to be timeless. We just can't do that. We don't know how, because we live in time. We live in seconds and minutes and hours and months and years and decades. And if I go much longer, a millennium. But that's in time. What is it about then? What is it really about? Now, let me give you some theory. Now, what I'm going to be telling you is not necessarily, it's certainly not defined doctrine, but there's very little about it that is defined doctrine. And some of the scary notions that have grown up about it being the mini hell or a temporary hell, as far as I'm concerned, are way out of line. So what do we know about it from Scripture? It goes to the Book of Wisdom. The souls of the just are in the hands of God, and no torment will touch them. It goes on. I'm not going to read the whole thing. But then it says, chastised a little. It's a little different, sorry, isn't it? Chastised a little, they will be with God. The souls of the just are in the hands of God, and no torment will touch them. Flames are torment, aren't they, huh? What I think and what I feel, the thing that I do know more than I know about purgatory is God's mercy. I've been reading a lot about God's mercy lately, and right now I'm reading an interview with the Holy Father. And the Holy Father, the title of the book that I'm reading by the Holy Father is an interview that he had with a reporter. He's done two of them that way that I know of. The other one's on the Our Father. This one is entitled, The Name of God is Mercy. God's name is mercy. And that the full expression of God's love is to be found in his mercy. And the Holy Father does a marvelous, marvelous job with this whole thing. God never stops loving us. So in my way of thinking and in my prayer, it's not God that holds us back, it's saying, you're not ready to come and see me yet. I don't believe it's God that is saying, I'm no, but you're going to have to suffer a long time before you get into me because I remember this, that, or the other thing. I think whatever this thing called purgatory is, it's my belief, it's not the God that holds us back, it's we are the ones that say, I'm not quite ready yet. You see, God is perfect love and perfect light. But we're not, are we? We love and we know how important it is to love, but we love imperfectly. God does not. And so there are many times in our lives we get it wrong. And to go into pure love, into pure light, takes time. The problem isn't anything outside of ourselves, it's within ourselves. Let me give you an example that works for me. Again, I stress, this works for me. It may not for you. Picture yourself going in the middle of a bright, sunny afternoon to see a matinee movie. And you come in out of the sun, but the movie has already started. You can't just walk down that aisle right away, can you? You've got to wait till your eyes adjust. And when you're coming back out from that movie theater, everybody else is walking around the street. They're okay because their eyes are adjusted to the light. But we squint and we put our hands up or our sunglasses on because the eyes have to get themselves ready to grab the sun. The eyes have to get themselves ready to grab the sun. And our hearts have to get ready to grab God and to have God grab us in an embrace of love that never ends. And I think it's also very important, too, that we pray for the souls in purgatory, not necessarily because we think they're not in heaven and they're not with God. I have a long list of people that I pray for by name every day, people that I've loved. I really think they're in heaven. I do. Why do I keep praying for them? Because I think they need saving? Not really. I want them to know. It's my way of letting them know that I still love them. And I still think about them. And I still want to be united to them. And those people, those souls, well, they're praying for me and they're praying for you. The veil between heaven and earth is very, very thin. What a beautiful church we have that says to us, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. A pretty good deal. Maybe tomorrow, the next day, we'll start talking about the saints. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.